This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
For the past three seasons of Gone South, we've covered one story per season. Now, Gone South is back for a fourth season. But this time, we're doing things a little differently. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
You ready?
Here we go!
The Slacker Show.
Let's go.
Always on in my car.
The best when I'm driving.
Featuring T-Hack and Aaron.
It gets me pumped up.
Hey!
Let's go!
The Slacker Show.
Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
Stuck. That's what we want to talk about. People who are stuck. Did you see Jennifer Garner got wow, that's hard for me to say.
Wow.
Did you see, there we go, that Jennifer Garner got stuck in an elevator?
No. Really?
Yeah, Comic-Con. Worst place to get stuck in an elevator.
I would argue that it might be the best, but it depends on who you're in there with.
I think she's probably got handlers.
Exactly. And it's like just her, probably air-conditioned.
If you got a LARPer in there with you.
Oh, I know. A stinky one, too.
A stinky LARPer.
Oh, no.
Like a Stormtrooper LARPer.
Oh, man.
A Boba Fett LARPer.
Can't take off your helmet. You can't.
You can't?
If you're a Mando, you can't.
Why not?
Because it's just part of the Mando rules.
It is?
Yeah.
Well, if a Mando's stuck in an elevator, they can take it off.
No. Never. You cannot take off.
Can you take your cod piece off to pee in the pee corner?
Well...
What are the rules? Text into 51059 if you know the rules of a Mando being stuck in an elevator. Like, she shot a video like in the first like 10 or 11 seconds or something, like right when she was like, oh my god, like I'm at Comic-Con promoting Deadpool, whatever. And like,
is she in it?
From what I understand, she and everyone else is.
Oh.
Like, they've put up a bunch of smoke signals and stuff, but like there's a bazillion cameos in this thing. And there's been rumors that Taylor's one of them, but I don't think Taylor is one of them.
I feel like I would have heard that.
Of course you think you would, nerd. God, I can't decide if it'd be worse to be with a Mando or with Aaron.
Or a Swifty.
God, a Swifty. They don't smell bad, but they won't shut up.
Let's combine them. I'll make a Mando suit that's Swifty themed. Perfect. You can't lie. That'd be cool.
It would not. Anyway, she was stuck in there for a little bit, and then she shot a TikTok or whatever, and then she's in there for like 30 minutes, shot another one, and then like it was like an hour and something later before she was shooting one, and you could hear the firefighters breaking into the elevator.
Oh my gosh. Wow.
So that's like, ugh.
Yeah, it was always the dream when you're a little kid. You're like, one day I'll have a house with an elevator in it. And now that I'm older, I'm like, that sounds terrifying. Because what if it breaks? What if it?
Who are you going to call?
Exactly. And I'm just there.
Ghostbusters?
Okay. You like, if you don't have your phone, did you really have that dream when you were a kid?
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
You did?
I wanted an elevator or a spiral staircase.
Spiral staircase, 100%.
Yeah.
Elevator, never. My legs work.
Well, I know, but it just always felt cool. But now the other thing, I'm doing the math now that I'm older, is like, wait, you would need at least more than two stories like, for an elevator to really be worth it.
There's a house I wanted to buy in like 152nd and Sheridan on top of a hill. I can't remember. I think it's called Hilltop or something. Anyway, it had an elevator in it and an indoor underground pool.
Ooh. Oh, that's cool.
And I wanted it so bad. But then I'm like, what do I need an elevator for?
Yeah, it's too risky because you get trapped. You're not there. You're alone.
Not worth it.
Yeah,
now
we're
like to Jennifer Garner.
If it can happen to Jennifer Garner, it can definitely happen to me.
But let me
ask
you this. Like, and we want to hear your stuck stories. It doesn't have to be in an elevator. In fact, we have a bunch of news stories. When the firefighters come in, I don't know if you remember the episode of The Office or the movie Speed or any other elevator thing. When the firefighters open the door and it's like 50-50, it's half and half,
yeah.
Would you crawl out?
Yeah.
No effing way.
Buddy, I have. Because
you climbed out.
Yes.
You don't climb out. Because what if the elevator moves right then?
How do you get out?
You stay there till it's all the way on the floor.
I tossed my backpack to them and I...
No, you do not, ma'am. No, ma'am.
I have to be able to dive out. Like, I can't,
yes,
I can't climb and crawl.
Yes, if it's up and out, no way.
No. If I could, yeah.
If it's down and out, maybe.
It was down and out. Yeah.
Down and out, maybe, because you can go fast.
Yeah.
Because gravity's helping you.
Yeah.
But up and out, you're like, they've got your torso and it's like...
and they're just holding half of you, and you'd say like three more things like, that feels weird. You'd say something weird. Yeah. You would say something at the end like, I can't feel my legs. And then somebody walks up with your legs. You're like, ah!
They'll be on floor two.
Ah!
That's what I would say. About my legs.
Your last words are going to be like...
some sort of joke, yeah. I want to be remembered for lightening the mood.
Okay.
Kind of like this. No one wants it, but I would do it.
Okay, so then also there was, there was a burglar who got stuck climbing through a vent as he tried to break. Lately, there have been like 20 different stories. Like somebody found a dude in a chimney of a place, but it was his own apartment.
What?
Like, I don't know.
What was he doing?
I think he probably forgot his keys. It's like, we need to hear all the different places you've been stuck, but it's like, how drunk do you have to be to go, well, I don't have my keys, so I should come in through the fireplace.
Yeah. Yeah. Like, I'm pretty sure I put it out.
I don't even understand like how you would get to the top of it.
I don't
it.
Either. Like, but it's like, yeah. Who
it seems like,
it's a
yeah,
good
if you
idea.
Could manage to get to the roof, you could crack a window open or something
right.
first.
Or you're just standing there looking at your body and you got a little bit of a dad bod going on. You're like, but Santa's way bigger. Yeah. If he gets in.
Gravity will help pull you down.
Right? And you just think, I'm going to be dirty, but I'm going to be in my house. And I have Pop-Tarts.
Yeah.
You know
idea.
You're drunk. And then as you're sliding down, it gets tighter and tighter. You're like,
don't think about the Pop-Tarts.
Oh, my God. And I think they're the brown sugar ones. Oh, God. I love the brown sugar Pop-Tarts. I wouldn't want the firefighters to rescue me. I'd want them to drop fire. Pop-Tarts down to me first. So I have my strength.
I'm not ready.
Okay. We'd like to hear if you've been stuck somewhere weird as well. Extra points if your story has Pop-Tarts in it. 303-222-5423 or text in at 51059.
When I was younger, I was probably like 5. So my sister was 3 at the time. And we were eating outside on our back like deck.
Okay.
And we had the plastic patio furniture
oh,
that
nice.
Could like stack. And she went through the armhole.
Oh,
and,
yeah.
And didn't get through the armhole. She got stuck. And then she was just screaming.
Because you can't go back.
Well, yeah, and it's so scary.
It's scary. Yeah. Yeah. I think it was hurting her too. It was like
constricting.
You can't go back. You can't really go through. You're just literally stuck. And she's just in our backyard screaming. I remember my parents like are halfway trying to help her and also are just like, hey, shut up. They're going to think we're doing something to you. Like you got to, and they're also right. It's like, you got to relax. You have to, but to try
you're
to.
You're never going
to
get through when you're panicked.
Right. Because then you're flailing and you're. Ah,
yeah. And you're also swearing.
Yeah. Yeah. And I remember I had an ice cream cone and I watched.
Oh my God.
You're literally the Michael Jackson meme with the popcorn.
A little, yeah.
He was
yeah.
like.
Like, well, this'll sort itself out one way or another, I guess.
No kidding.
Yeah.
Did you guys ever get your head stuck between like the metal bars?
Yes.
Yeah. I feel like that everyone does it.
My parents had wrought iron, like a wrought iron railing.
You put your head through it?
Uh-huh. Yeah, of course.
And it goes so easy on the way through, but then your ears are out. Like your ears on the way through, your
easy.
Ears are going the right way, but on the way back, they're catching. And you're.
And it's the same thing that your sister did. You just panic.
Full panic.
Yeah.
And you're just like, and the more times you tug on it, the more your like ears swell up. I do remember butter being involved.
Yeah.
Oh, really?
Yeah, they put butter on my ears or something and I think it was more psychological and they just kind of pinned.
Yeah.
It's like one ear pinned back and then you kind of do the other one.
They just needed you to stop flailing.
Correct.
To do anything. Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Rubbing soothing butter on a child's ears.
I'm not sure if they got my sister out. I'll circle back. I'll see if she's still there.
She's having Pop-Tarts on the back patio. All right. If you've been stuck somewhere weird, we want to hear your story. 303-222-5423.
The Slacker Show. Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
So we're looking for people who are stuck. Not currently stuck. Mm-mm. Like in a
well,
bed.
You know what? If you are.
Oh, yeah. I guess extra points.
Yeah.
Call us before 911.
Right. If you're firing down Pop-Tarts while you're stuck. Oh my God, I'm not going to be able to go home without hitting Costco and buying like the jumbo thing of strawberry and brown sugar.
Oh, the like mixed one?
Oh,
yeah.
So good. Which Pop-Tart's your favorite?
Well, I don't know. It's been a while since I've had one.
Okay. Oh, gluten. Mm.
Yeah.
sorry. Jane?
Yay.
Yay.
So where were you stuck?
So I used to work at a movie theater when I was a teenager. And you know those stadium seatings where you sit down and it lays flat, and when you stand up, there's a gap? Well, a kid jumped over head first and got his head stuck.
What?
So when we tried to, like, tilt it down, it would choke him. So we had to hold up his legs, and we had to call the fire department.
You literally just, somebody had to stand there holding this kid upside down?
Yeah. It was traumatic for the teenagers and the kid.
And no one got to watch the movie.
No, Aaron. We had to pause it and everything.
What? You paused the movie?
You can pause it.
Yeah, and turn on the lights. No parents were happy, neither were the kids.
Oh my God, Tiak. Like, they're going to keep the movie going with a kid upside down.
Well, I would be like, this is a little more entertaining.
For sure.
Still have my popcorn.
Yeah.
Oh my God.
Believe it or not, the kid actually wasn't screaming. He was really calm.
Well, he couldn't scream. Geez. All the blood.
How bad was the movie?
Oh my God, that's great. Thank you, Jane. Robin?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yay.
Stuck. What's your stuck story?
Well, it wasn't me, but I was a store manager of a thrift store. Excuse me, guys. I just had a tooth pulled. I was store manager of a thrift store, and I went to a corporate meeting, and I got back to my store, and when I was parking the car, there was the fire truck and the ambulance and everything in my store, and I'm like, oh my gosh, what's going on now? So I get inside the store, and we have this little white, maybe 3 foot tall by a foot and a foot wide, a foot, you know, circumference around, and that you donate your cell phones.
Oh.
Well, this homeless guy had stuck his arm down in there trying to steal the phones, and he got his arm stuck.
Mm.
The fireman literally had to cut the whole kiosk apart to get him out. Oh, yeah. Instant karma.
Oh my God. Wow.
No, I was just going to call you guys, actually.
But you know that it's like...
The customers, everybody's watching, and he is yelling at us, how long is this effing going to take to get me out of here? And one of my assistant managers says, well, maybe you shouldn't have stuck your arm in there.
But do you know... Okay. I just want... I'm not accusing him of being drunk or on drugs or whatever, but do you know that... Like, more than likely, him being stuck was his own fault. Because, like, you know, you can trap a raccoon that way. This sounds so stupid. It's from, like, if you put something large enough, a hole for a raccoon to put their hand inside and put something shiny in, they'll reach in and grab it, and they can't get their fist
out. Oh, they can't pull it
out. And they won't open their hand back up. And I'm guessing the homeless guy, all he had to do, if his hand went in, if he would have just let go of the phone, he could get it out. But he's not going to let go of the phone. So he's like...
What an interesting comparison.
I see. Yeah.
I don't remember if it was Johnny Tremaine. No, it was Where the Red Fern Grows, where I learned that.
Okay.
Carrie.
Yay!
Yay! What was the favorite book you read in high school? No, that was Stuck.
No. Where was I stuck?
Yeah, where were you stuck?
I was in a tanning bed at a tanning salon.
No!
How do you get stuck in the bed?
Yes, in the bed. The arm came down and something happened, so the bed just rested on the bottom side, and the lady wasn't coming to get me, so I was, like, in the coffin the whole 20 minutes, and then she came to check on me. The fire department came, and come to find out they were filming an episode of Rescue 911. Yeah, so the only thing you wear is suntan lotion in there.
Oh, so you're all pixelated in the episode.
That's not fair. And then on the episode, it's like it's your fault somehow.
Right.
Like, look at this naked lady.
Becky?
Yes.
Yeah. Yes. Where were you stuck?
I used to live in Texas, and I was leaving a concert trying to go to Firehouse Subs, and my car, like, totally high-centered, and what's bad is I had my brother with me, and he saw the lights, and I was so much in denial. I thought they were just the headlights, and they were, in fact, the train.
You got stuck on the tracks, and the train was bearing down. What did you do?
As soon as I saw the train, I threw open the door. I ran out. My brother was across the street already. He had already left.
He left you there?
That's what brothers do. We're not heroes. Did your car get hit?
That's what I'm saying. Oh my gosh, it was so smashed. But the most the most hilarious thing about it is I had Gorilla Glue on the bumper already. After the car was smashed, the bumper still remained.
The Slacker Show.
Alice 105.9.
I need to be vulnerable for a minute.
Okay. This is a safe space.
It's not, though. That's why I started by saying I need to be vulnerable for a minute, because I want to ask everyone listening if they think, based on what you've heard over the years, if you think I'm a bad parent. And I'm going to give you a couple of examples. See, look at your face, Aaron.
What?
you said it was safe.
Yeah.
Safe for whom?
I didn't know you were going to ask that question.
It's based on something really weird. So it's based on a couple of things that are really weird. Let me just start here. It's hard for the people in this room to imagine, but I am way more selfless than I think you guys think I am.
No, it's easy for us to know because we're in the room with you. It's outside where it's like, we always get texts that are like,
what an arrogant, narcissistic, selfish piece of, but I don't know that you see my selfless side very often. Cause we spend time, like, it's hard. I'm not fishing for compliments. I swear to God.
I think you do show it like every day.
But not so anyone would know.
Yeah. Just to us. You definitely put on like a mask when you go out.
I do?
Or like, yeah.
God, I don't do that intentionally, I don't think, but I must. But okay, so I recently just took a trip, and I took a trip to Omaha, Nebraska, as one does. My son's what was that?
No one ever has that reaction to Nebraska.
I'm just showing Omaha some love. You know, no one ever does.
It's there's we're gonna probably be talking about this for a while because I think he's leaning towards going to Creighton.
And oh, wow.
It's gonna break my heart if he does, but it's also gonna make me super proud of him.
Wow.
But as one does when you're doing a college tour, then afterward, we had a night before the college tour, we had a night after the college tour to hit some of Omaha's favorite spots. So Noah and I decided to go get sushi.
In Omaha. Mm, okay.
I know.
Okay. All right. We're getting closer to why I'm not a fish guy from the Midwest.
Oh, yeah. I'm not. It's going to be rough for me to get back in the game. I'm just going to say. But let me just explain this. I don't know why any restaurant would do this, but there's two people eating, and we ordered like the hamachi jalapeno or whatever, and they bring it out, and there's five pieces. What kind of restaurant would make something with five pieces?
Did they eat one on the way to like take it to
you? I don't know.
Is that weird?
Yeah.
Five pieces?
What, that is an odd number?
Yeah.
Or what? You want
to... Let's picture it's a party of two. We each get two, somebody gets three. Let's picture it's a party of four. We each get one, somebody gets an extra. Who makes a thing... It's the age-old argument that they finally solved where hot dogs came in eight, or buns came in eight and hot dogs came in 10. It's like, that's the stupidest thing in the world. Make them come in the exact same quantities.
Yeah.
Five pieces of something is ridiculous. How many tables of five have you ever seen?
Okay. No, not that many. I see.
Okay.
I don't know, I'm trying to think of other things, like all the cheese dippers and stuff that I'm always buying. All the
Kit
pieces,
Kat.
All
how the many bread. Things are there?
Two.
Four. Thank you.
Well, no.
I eat the fun size ones.
Oh, okay. Yeah, there's two.
You're both right.
I'm still working on Halloween candy. Sorry. Oh,
Jesus. From last year? Yeah. Okay. So, it's I eat a piece, he eats a piece, I eat a piece, he eats a piece, he eats a piece. He never even thinks twice.
Ooh.
I have programmed him to know that I would rather he have it. This is where I'm asking if I'm a bad parent. We don't sit and stare at it and go, well, do you want it? No, you have it. No. Mm-hmm. Like if we were on a date, you'd do that, right?
Oh, for sure.
Yeah. Well, and you want him to know that you would rather him have it because you love him more than anything.
But
and same with your daughter stuff.
Oh, yes.
But you also want the like, hey, dad, you took some time to do this. You it came out of pocket for those flights. Like, glad we're here. Thanks. Would you like the last? You're paying for the deal.
Correct.
For the whole meal.
Yeah.
Would you like the last
piece of Omaha sushi?
Yeah. So I get it. You want at least a little recognition.
Just something. But it's also that he knows that I love him so much that he can just have it. So there, like, this is where I'm asking if I'm a bad parent. Like, is it good that he knows that I,
he could argue, but I'm just going to make him take it anyway? Or is it bad that he just assumes if there's extra, it's his? Which is...
Well, do you think that behavior is only with you? Do you think if he was on a date or if he was with maybe just he and your daughter, if they were eating, well, then maybe that's a bad example. He'd probably take it.
Without a doubt.
He would definitely take
it. But like if he was with someone else, would he have that gear?
With
or do
his
you think,
mom, even.
I don't know. I don't know the answer. That's why I'm asking this. Because I have a second example from the last couple of days.
This one definitely just goes back to basic manners, I feel like. So maybe you're not a bad parent, but there's definitely something
but he just
lacking
know, like,
there.
With me, there's a point where you get tired of asking the question, right?
Right.
It's like you if we're dating, on the fifth time we go out to eat and like the check comes and you're reaching for your thing and I'm like, just don't. You know I'm not gonna let you
pay.
But
you never want to assume.
I know, but I just go, just don't. Like, trust me, I got it. I invited you here. Like, this was, just let me get it.
Mm-hmm.
And then there becomes a point where I'm not mad if you stop reaching for your purse because I'm like, thank you. Thank you for accepting that I'm going to get this. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah. So as Noah, is this a way of you did a great job parenting?
That's what I'm asking.
Saying, yeah, I don't know. I see. Yeah, because he's so secure in your love
knowing,
for him that he
yes.
knows... Oh, this is all
my dad loves me, and he's going to insist that I eat that piece.
I'm
going to
choke down that third piece of Omaha sushi.
Which there was a point we ordered something called itchy sea bass.
Ooh,
that was when the night turned. That was when we.
You got any ketchup?
It was the worst thing I've ever put in my mouth, and I've put some stuff in my mouth. Okay, so then fast forward, then. I'm finally getting around to building my Statue of Liberty Lego set that I got for my birthday from my kids. They got me this, and I've built the base, and I've started with the green ones to make the Statue of Liberty, and my kids get there, and I go to make some food or whatever, and when I come back, Mia has finished it.
No.
She loves Legos
so much. That was your Lego
set.
But so
do you.
You had been
but
waiting.
I love
that
Mia.
That was your gift.
I know.
Oh, I'm disappointed with both of them.
But she knows that I love her, and I know how much she loves Legos, and it's okay. It's
no.
just built. It's
but it is.
If I'm gonna make a scene about it, then I'm like, your happiness means nothing to me, Mia. Like I don't.
That's not what you're saying at all.
It is kind of what I'm saying because it's like she
Lego
wanted to finish the Legos.
No, that was yours.
I know it's mine, but I'm her dad and I want her to be happy.
No.
I mean, that is tough because that is the job. It's in the description
yes.
of just like, and you're done with your happiness.
But you're
that is exactly, thank you, Tia, for understanding what I'm trying to say.
Uh-huh.
Like, you have to stop being selfish when you're a parent. Like, that's my present.
To an extent, this is not being
when
selfish.
When it's your birthday cake
this,
and the candles are, who gets to blow them out? You or Patrick?
Well, I let Patrick do it because
I know
because I offer it. It is my choice to do that, not Patrick's.
It's just a thing. You just let it go. That third piece of sushi is his.
And okay,
and
just let all manners go.
I don't know that it's manners. That's what
it
I'm
is.
At. I don't.
It's the assumption that is wrong. And yeah, you got to whip him into shape.
Hack.
I get
help
it.
Me.
I get it completely. I would be.
I'd
be thrilled.
A little bit.
Yeah, I'd be disappointed, but I would be also thrilled that she got a little happiness out of it. And even like you probably had a little conversation. You probably got to spend a few minutes together
yes.
talking about it. Oh,
yes.
Look at this. Did you see how the...
Yes.
It has all these details and all that. All
but
yeah.
Essentially, I spent an hour and a half building just a square brown base, and she got to do the whole cool thing of the statue.
Congrats, Dad.
I'm Jed Lipinski. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Alo, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
The Slacker Show.
Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
Okay, we're on the air, and now we have no choice because you started the conversation. So.
Well, I get, I'm part of the 14%. Who's with me? Huh? Huh?
I know. I don't think I have a favorite, but I know what a dip is.
Okay, I get it. Yeah. 14%.
Throw my hands up on my hips. When I dip, you dip, we dip. That's been in my head this whole time.
Okay, great.
I just had to get it out.
14% of people, as Hack has alluded to,
they don't know what their favorite dip is. And I'm part of that 14%. I don't think I know. I don't really do dips.
I'm gonna tell you some of the things on here are not dips.
Yeah, not at all.
Like what?
Thousand Island is not a dip.
That's a dressing.
That's a salad dressing, or like In-N-Out uses it as like as a condiment.
Yeah.
Okay, so then ranch wouldn't be a dip either, then, right?
That's ranch still... ranch is adjacent to a dip because white people can't stop dipping crap in it.
Yeah, pizza, vegetables.
You don't do that, right?
I do.
You do?
Yeah.
Oh my God.
I do vegetables. I don't do pizza.
Okay. Let's start here. Literally no one listening for even 2 minutes would believe you, no matter, there's not enough ranch in the world to get you to put a vegetable in your mouth.
A carrot.
You'd have to.
After I eat my wings, there's some carrots there.
There's no way you eat wings.
Boneless.
Boneless, what flavor?
Those are not wings. Those are just jumbo.
Yes, it's a chicken nugget. Yeah. Oh my God. As a purist, I just made wings last night.
Like okay.
Actual buffalo chicken wings.
Okay. Wait, yum.
Do you eat buffalo sauce?
Yeah, I would eat
there
either
is
a mild,
no way
yeah, mild with ranch. Iowa, mild, just a mild sauce or the honey barbecue. Yeah.
Honey barbecue, rookie.
Okay, that's a classic.
A wing has to be hot.
Not so always.
Why is it like, come on, let's all go rip our faces off? Like,
I didn't say habanero hot.
Let's just have an enjoyable dinner together, fellas. Did we think of that? We got to be like, oh, try it. Try it. Look at me. I can barely breathe. Now you got to try it. It's dumb.
Now all I can think of is Duncan Sheik.
I don't know that reference.
Good. Somebody does. He made a song. I am barely breathing. I can't find the air. Don't know who I'm. You're looking it up?
Yes, Duncan Sheik.
I there know. Is. Yeah. Okay, anyway, I don't remember breathing. What we were talking there about. What do you think your favorite dip is? Because according to this poll, first off, 14% of people don't know what their favorite dip is. You walk into a place, and you walk into a Super Bowl party, and there's a smorgasbord.
Mm-hmm.
Is there a smorgasbord, or is it just smorgasbord? Is it smorgasbord or smorgasbord?
I think smorgasbord. That
or
sounds
is it
right.
Smorgasbord.
No, because that implies that there's s'mores.
Smorgasbord or smorgasbord?
It's smorgasbord.
It's spelled S-M. And then the weird
I
just
don't know if you say smorgasbord or not. Smorgasbord. Yeah. It's like, what do you call it when you put stuff on a bagel?
Oh, no, it's cream cheese. It's not the other one.
It's not schmear?
No.
Yeah, it's a schmear.
What do you call it when you're at the gyno?
That's that.
Party time! Okay, so what did, like, there's a whole bunch of dips laying out there.
Okay,
like,
yeah,
you see salsa. Is salsa a dip?
Yeah.
Okay, yeah. I mean,
obviously, it's a dip.
Of course.
It can also
is
be
it?
Used
oh,
as
okay.
a compliment condiment. So you can put it on top of your whatever.
Okay, so dips are multi-purpose.
They can be,
yeah.
Okay.
They don't have to be, though.
Is hummus a dip?
Yes.
Mmm.
him over here.
Have you ever had
what
hummus?
What is hummus?
No. If there was a bowl of hummus here, I wouldn't know what it was. I've never even seen it.
There is a bowl of hummus here.
Is that what that is?
There's not
I've
a
been
bowl
avoiding
hummus.
Eye contact.
Do you like hummus?
I love it.
Oh my god, so gross. Okay.
Okay.
You don't like? Oh, so you don't like it? So
because I know what's in it, and I actually don't mind what's in it if it's in its pure. It's a texture thing for me.
Okay.
Like I don't like. I know I'm a hypocrite because just recently I said mashed potatoes are the inside of a French fry after you chew it up. But I like hummus is basically taking a chickpea or a garbanzo bean, depending on what part of the country you're from, and just chewing it up and then spitting it into a bowl and dipping naan into it.
Or vegetables.
If you had a bowl of garbanzo beans and a bowl of chickpeas, I would not know what they are. I wouldn't know which is which.
It's the exact same thing.
Oh, okay.
It's like two different names for the same thing. So let's figure out what your dip is.
Okay.
What do you think your dip is?
Ranch would be a safe bet, but we kind of ruled that out.
No,
I think it's more of a dressing.
Yeah.
It's more of a condiment dressing.
Yeah.
I don't know. That's a dip. I would think
guac?
No,
avocados?
I wouldn't do guac.
No.
Guac is a dip.
Oh, yeah, for sure, but not for tea hack.
Sorry. Okay. I'm just throwing it out there. Do you know your favorite dip?
Oh, yeah.
Have I said it yet?
No.
Okay. French onion seems like
you. There it is. Mm.
Is that yours?
Yeah.
With a potato chip.
Potato chip, anything. Ugh. Spoon.
French onion's the grossest
it's
one there
so
is.
Good.
You're literally combining two things that I wouldn't touch with a 10-foot pole.
Mm, sounds like a personal problem.
French?
No, it's like cream cheese or no, it's sour cream. Sour cream and then this the weird Lipton. Like you're it's
I
like,
don't know. I thought it was you hate onions and French,
no,
I guess.
Like, What's your dip?
I would like a queso maybe, just a cheese dip.
That's dip.
Like a nacho cheese.
How would you not know dip? That's dip?
That's like a sauce to me. That's not a dip. Mm-mm. To me, a dip's got to have like chunk. It's got stuff in it. It's like prepared elsewhere.
There's
like
stuff in queso.
No, there's not.
There's like small peppers.
Where are you at?
They're like red peppers in there. They're tiny.
Some, but like some places, like if
I'm assuming T-Hack is not just microwaving Velveeta.
Have you met him?
The Slacker Show. Alice 105.9.
Oh my god, I'm such a terrible person. It's other people's problems, OPP for short. T-Hack comes rushing into the room to tell me what the person's dilemma is, and I tend to forget the second you say it.
Yeah, well, so Alex said something to his girlfriend that he regrets.
Oh.
I don't think he meant it.
Okay.
Oh no.
Alex?
Yay.
What's going on? What'd you do?
Oh man. Me and my girl, we've been going out for a lot, you know, a good amount, like 6 months now. And we were drinking one night. We were just, you know, hanging out and drinking. And I drank a little too much. And I accidentally told her that I love her.
Oh.
Yeah. And now, I mean, don't get me wrong. I do love her, but I wasn't ready to say that. I just had too many drinks.
Drunk thoughts are, you know, are
truth. Not true.
Yeah.
It's sober. Yeah. Drunk words are sober thoughts.
That's what it is. Thank you. I'm too drunk to remember that.
So when you see the guy streaking down the street, you're like, he wanted to do that.
No, I don't believe
that's
that.
That's all he thinks about when he's at work in this cubicle.
I mean, you're...
I can't be constrained.
Okay, but you just said you do love her. Why wouldn't you want to tell her that?
Well, because, I mean, I don't want to... It's a big step, you know, saying that to each other, like, you know, out loud, and it changes things, you know. Like,
did she say it back?
Yeah, she did. She did.
Oh,
which is good. That's good. But also, like, now she's saying it all the time, and I'm not feeling comfortable with that. You know what I mean? And I don't want to take things to the next level because I'm comfortable with where we were before I said anything, and I was happy, and now I feel this extra pressure being put on. And
so now, like, every conversation ends with it. It's like, all right, well, I'll see you at home tonight. Love you.
Yeah, almost. Yeah, almost every conversation. And, like, yeah.
Do you think she's doubling down on saying it because you're not saying it? So she's secretly trying to be like, hey, I love you. Say it back.
Possibly, maybe. But it doesn't feel like that vibe when she says it. It kind of just feels genuine. But also, she could be doing that. I don't know. You know? But, like, yeah, it's just really uncomfortable. And I don't want to, like, I don't want to say, because I do love her. Like, I do. Like, when it comes down to it. But I don't want to tell her, like, hey, we should stop saying this, like, because I'm not ready, because then I feel like then she'll get offended.
Yeah, you don't... I don't want
that. Can't take that back.
Yeah, you can't take it back. Yeah.
You can put a genie back in a bottle, right?
Yes, you can. Unring that bell. I don't think it's... Right. So you want advice on how to...
De-escalate
this
relationship.
Yeah, I guess that's...
Yeah, without any issues.
three zero three two 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 five four two three or text in at 51059.
Buddy, you're screwed.
I'm gonna tell you this. I'm okay. I'm just gonna take a quick poll of the room. What's the fastest you've ever said it?
The fastest?
Yeah, like T-Hack. When was it? Like
a few months, probably.
Yeah, I was gonna say three.
I've had it said to me very fast.
How fast?
Less than a couple months. A month and a half, maybe.
I'm talking a week. So. I've done it in a week.
Are you kidding me?
We were just really immersed in it. And really... Yeah.
I once said it to someone that I wasn't in a relationship with, but I was really young. I didn't know.
Well, you're following the same MO, dude. So
yeah, I know.
You wanna pull back. Do you want to stop saying it altogether, or do you want to just
I love you, but we don't have to be all like husband and wife yet. We're just
exactly. Let's just like it's more of like a matter of fact thing for me. Like, yeah, I love you, but like, let's not make a big deal of it. You know?
Oh my god!
I don't think women like that.
I don't think I like that.
Oh no,
dude. Okay, I want to get really weird with you real quick. If she died in a car wreck today, would you cry?
How bad is the car wreck?
No,
oh
come
my
on!
Gosh,
dude! Dude, I mean, because to me, like, this is why I can look at Aaron and go, I love you. This is why I can look at T, I can go, I love you.
Yeah.
I would mourn your loss.
Absolutely.
To me, that's my litmus test of what love, like, I love you because I need you in my life and I would hate it if you weren't.
Okay.
I mean, so, I love lasagna, but you don't see me crying because it's
okay.
Not
Well, and also, so can we move in? When can I move in?
No.
What side of the bed am I taking?
No. But, okay. Calm down.
Okay. Well, you said
no,
it.
No, but I mean, it's like, okay, you're right. So then you're Alex's girlfriend. I get it.
And it's like, this is green light. Here we go. Next step. Friends are probably getting married. This is step one. We love each other. Now
does everybody really look at it?
Exactly. You said exactly. I don't want her to think like that.
Okay, but I'm curious. Does everybody really do that? It's like marriage is the goal, and so step one, love you. Step two, same living arrangements. Step three, engagement. Step four, like, does everybody really check boxes?
I mean, that's just the normal, quote unquote, normal, like, thing to do now.
Okay.
Or to fall in love before you then get married. You don't usually get married on the first
day. I moved in with somebody without saying I love them.
Interesting. Not even once? You didn't have to pull it back. You never said it.
We eventually said it, but we moved in together before we said that.
Because you're laying in the same bed and it's like, well, who's going to crack first?
Right. It was like, we came together out of necessity and convenience. She was losing her apartment, blah, blah, blah. And then it was like, well, you've been here a real long time. Alex, I think the cutest thing that you're doing is thinking there will be no repercussions. I'm positive that there are men.
We can figure out how to soften the blow.
Right.
Yeah, I think he's coming from a good place. I think he's still saying I love you. I get it. I don't know. I don't know what he's doing, actually. I'm trying to help you, Alex.
Yeah, dude, hang on right there. We're going to get some advice for you. He is screwed.
It's going to hurt no matter
what. As a third party hearing, it's like, that makes sense. He got a little ahead of his skis. He means it, but he doesn't want to take it to the next step. But I don't know that being in the situation, I don't know that I would want to hear it either. If a girlfriend said that, explained it that way to me, it would...
I don't know.
He definitely can't be like, hey, I was too drunk and said it.
I think that's exactly what he's got to say.
No.
It's got to be like, I let my emotions get the better of me while I was drunk. I still feel it, but we need to pull back to
I don't want to lead you on and make you think.
I do love you. It's just not everyday say love yet. Yeah. I don't know.
I mean, crawl down the aisle.
Yes.
Crab walk down the aisle.
If you've pulled back from the big L word, if you've made that happen, Alex could really use some advice. And if you want to just tell him he's an idiot and he's screwed, we'll take that as well. 303-222-5423.
The Slacker Show. Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
I can't figure out, are we in agreement on this one or are we not in agreement? Like,
I feel like we are.
Can you back down on I love you? If you've said it, can you... Here's the thing. We're doing other people's problems. If you missed it, Alex called in. He does love her. He's just not everyday love her.
Mm-hmm. He let it slip, his words, one night. They were drinking a little bit. He said, I love you. And now she's really latched on to that. Who would have thought? Who would have thought she would take that as some sort of green light?
But
some sort of sign that he was
into
her.
But I mean, dude... Aaron said it right away. It's like drunk words are sober thoughts. And I don't...
That's what it is, yeah.
I don't think that's necessarily true. Mm. I've said a lot of things when I'm fully...
You didn't mean it?
Not that. I haven't said that.
I've ended up naked a lot. I don't think I ever want to get naked. It's like, I don't know what...
Yeah, your sober thoughts isn't you should take your pants off and swing them around your head. Right, but you still do that when you're drunk.
Yeah.
So he wants to like put his pants back on.
We need to go out again sometime. Now that you bring that up.
We do. He just wants to put his pants back on. Because he wrote I love you on his pants and swung it around his head. And now she's
so
like,
weird.
I know the analogy is not going to play out the way we want it to, but like now she will not stop flinging her pants around. And he wants her to leave her pants on and him to leave his pants
on.
Who
would have thought?
Yeah, just everyone put your pants back on and let's just be loving to each other without constantly saying, I love you.
Mm-hmm.
Because I think we had a moment during when we were talking to him where I was like, I told you that I loved you. And then all of a sudden you're like, you want to move in or whatever. We don't say to each other we love each other, but we know it, right?
Yeah.
We know. Mm-hmm. I take a bullet. I help you bury a body. We know it.
Yeah.
But if it became a thing where at the end of every show we had to go like, all right, well, love you, Hack. Love you, Aaron.
See you tomorrow.
Love you, Slack. That'd be gross.
Yeah, and then we would actually start not liking saying it.
Correct.
Whereas now, since we never say it, it's more special.
Correct.
Is that what you're saying?
And that's where Alex is at.
Oh.
It's like, ugh, she's
it's
just saying
it. It's more rare, so it like means more.
Yes. Let's keep it real rare. Let's okay. keep it like super expensive wine rare. Candy?
Yay.
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 Is Candy your real name, or are you don't want people to know your opinion on his OPP?
Yeah, that's exactly right.
Okay, so what do you think he can do?
So kind of like what you said, just tell her that if she keeps saying it over time, it loses its meaning and he wants it to keep it special. And for her to say, I love you in the real special moments when it matters the most.
Are you, is the reason you're not telling us your name because you're in a I love you pattern?
No.
You're not in one right now?
No.
Okay. So when you hang up the phone with your sig other and you say, love you, you mean that?
Yes, I do.
No, you don't.
And there's times that we're busy, we hang up and it's like, hey, I didn't say it, but that's fine. Because when you get home or right before bed, when we go to bed, then I'll say it then. Because you never know, he might not ever wake up.
So that's why you're saying it? That's out of a sense of obligation, not out of I actually love you.
No. When I say it to him, it's because I absolutely mean it.
Hmm. Yeah, but... Doesn't that mean that she genuinely loves the person she's with? Because she's like, I want to say it. And I don't know about
Alex.
She
wants to say it because she's afraid he's going to die. That's not the same thing.
She wants him to know.
No.
Yeah.
Yeah, because it doesn't...
Or
like,
after, during being intimate, and then you just say it because it's like...
That's when you mean it. That's the only time you really mean it. That's the only time I really mean it.
Well, you have two divorces.
After? You've never said it after.
Not with you. No. I had to say it before to get you to do it. No, okay. So you like play the angle that we were talking about is what you're saying. To go like, I love you so much that I don't want to dilute this.
Does that?
Yes, and you can also say a friend. This happened to a friend of his and... Eventually, they didn't love each other anymore because they just said it so much it didn't mean anything.
Are you giving the wrong, like, the opposite thing? Like, you're adding value to it when he's trying to take it away? Like, are we doing the opposite here?
We as men don't think about the consequences. We just want the end result.
Cool. Yes. All right. Full send, Alex. Go ahead.
The
Slacker Show.
Alice. 105.9.
Do you think being a relations worker should be legal?
Should be legal? Like allowed?
Yeah, just like yeah. Not yeah. Cause like at the Olympics, they're not letting relations workers do their thing. They're shutting
it
down.
I don't think it's an event or anything.
It's not an event, but I'm saying people
going for gold.
Yeah. Yeah. Look at that podium.
What medal do you think you would get? Or would you be
would not place.
You don't think you'd place?
I don't know.
You like do you think you're bad at it?
No.
Do you think you're great at it?
I think I'm decent.
Okay.
Yeah, I don't.
I think we'd have to put it into different. You know, because like
different events. Yeah.
Yeah. Like, because in gymnastics, there's the all around, right? Uh-huh. And that's the person who's great on the pommel horse and the balance beam.
Yeah.
And the rings. Uh-huh. And the everything. But then somebody's got to win just the pommel horse.
Mm-hmm. The analogy's working really well.
I know it is. That's what I'm saying.
Great job.
I don't know that I'm going to win the pommel horse.
Right. Is there a solo division or something? I like my chances.
Well, I mean, okay. So in the solo division,
okay. Yeah.
Is this a time trial?
Is it technique?
Yeah, I want to know. Yeah. Is it about the dismount? You have to stick it? Both feet in one spot.
I don't know. Or,
because if it's a time thing, you've got no shot. Like I'm.
Mm. Yeah.
I'm okay. Almost done already. At any given moment,
right.
I'm wrapping it up.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Okay. So you want that. You go gold.
So the point that I'm thinking, okay, it's not an event.
Congrats. You're making your country proud.
Oh my God. Then you have to call your parents. Oh, Dad, yeah. Guess what? Yeah.
The endorsement money's going to roll in after this.
Who's going to endorse you?
OF, maybe?
Oh,
I don't know.
God. Yes, yeah. Probably. Okay. At the Olympics, I am not a partaker in the relations worker world. I, however, know, I've known more people than I realized. Do you know people who partake in relations workers?
I know one guy who did it like on a bachelor party, like in Vegas. Is my extent with it.
Do you know that you probably know more than you think?
Oh yeah, probably. Yeah. Especially like I'm as a DJ, I'm in the clubs and I'm just
yes.
around, like I'm sure there's people that just aren't open about it. Like I just know a lot of people from a lot of different walks
right.
of life.
You
know, so I'm sure
weird.
It is more common, yeah.
Because I've been drunk with somebody and they just started, this was pretty recently, and they were like, "You come on, you do that." And I was like, "Dude, I'm not judging, but I don't." I've definitely had moments in my life where I was like desperate enough, but it's like, I don't want to do that. But the main reason I don't want to do it is that it's illegal.
Oh, and you don't want to get busted or
right.
like all
like,
that.
I think this gets dark. I think there's a little bit of that in dating anyway. Do you know what I mean?
A good amount of like fear.
No, I mean a little bit of like pay to play. Like
oh,
you're
yeah, yeah, yeah.
It's we're just removing like instead of sure. me buying you a fancy dinner, I'm just giving you the cash for the dinner.
Mm-hmm.
And then we just have a transactional thing.
Yeah. Well, I mean, yeah, because that's part of dating, right? The more impressive the date.
Correct.
In theory, the higher your
return is.
Sure. Yeah. Are we fired yet? I don't
know. Oh my God! So I guess the reason I'm like bringing it up is the people who I know who have dabbled in that world do it a lot on vacation.
Really?
That's where they do it.
Hmm.
Is it because they're like anonymous and they don't know anyone or anything, and then they're just gone and they never?
I think, or they just don't want to go through the whole. I got to meet somebody, and I got to. It's like I can just meet somebody. And we both know what we're going to do. I mean, I think Tinder has probably changed that a little bit because you can like go like, I'm just into the short term thing and you're into the short term thing. And like,
yeah.
let's just meet up and do the thing.
Yeah.
But like,
are these people that you know or that you may or may not know, allegedly, are they in a relationship? And is that why they do it out of town? Because are they keeping a secret?
Yes.
Mm.
Yes.
Mm.
Okay.
It's nobody that you guys know. I promise you it's nobody that you know. It's none of the friends that Aaron has stolen from me.
But my friends would never.
No, none of the guys. No, God. Especially the one you, the most recent one you've stolen. No, he would never. He would never. I promise.
I believe you.
No, you're giving me that female side eye. So then I guess I'm mostly asking you, Aaron. What do you think about the Olympic ban? Do you think... Because to me, it's like this, and I just want to stop talking. Maybe we could just play a song or something else. Like, when we legalized weed, it took a lot of the crime out of weed.
Yeah.
Because did you ever buy weed before it was legal?
Yeah, that's the only way I'd buy.
Right.
Growing up.
Did you feel super safe doing it?
No.
You were scared out of your brain.
I was, yeah. Yeah. I never even did it. I was just always with the guy who was doing it.
Oh, my God. Then you did it. You're an accessory.
I'm there, you know?
But you're going to jail if he goes to jail.
I remember one time there was a guy who said he was, like, from a town that my other buddy was from. And so I tried to take a picture, like, to send to my buddy to be like, hey, do you know this guy? And my flash went off. And it was, like, the scariest moment of my life. Where they're like, what was that? And they're like, I'm just
recording all of this.
I'm just a friend who's not buying anything. Nothing sketchy here.
So that's what I'm saying. Like, when we made pot that, then it became, the weed got better, and there was less crime. So if we did that with relations.
I have no issue with it at all. I think it's like the amount of people that have OF pages or like do things. Go ahead. As long as there's consent and like people are safe. Whatever.
Because I think there's human trafficking because it's not legal. Because people
that definitely
can, like,
adds to it for sure.
I think there'd be less of that if. Can somebody wrap this up? Because I am so incredibly uncomfortable right now.
The Slacker Show.
Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
Over the past like couple of weeks, we have talked about how T-Hack isn't really a dog person, right? Mm.
We've just exposed him for being the fraud that he is. Yes. Is that what you mean?
How he walks around.
Oh, my fraud.
Because you walk, you do the like big brown eyes and like, oh, look at me, I'm so sad and Slacker's mean to me and I'm a good dad and a good husband.
How
and a
does
good
that relate
dad
to
owner.
Being a dog person?
No, because he just pretends to be a good person all the way around.
Oh.
And he's not.
Oh.
Right. He's got a facade up.
Yeah.
Like he's Dexter. Sorry, I'm rewatching the series, but it's like, oh, he's a good blood splatter analyst, but like, no, he kills people. And if he could, he'd kill his dogs. I feel, using my therapy words, that T-Hack would kill his dogs.
Just remember that for a little bit here.
Oh boy, okay.
Okay.
T-Hack, do you feel like you're a wannabe dog person? Like you grew up without him.
Oh my God, if you flip this around to me in some way, I'm going to hurt. Okay, good.
No.
Okay.
Like a wannabe?
Do
you mean?
Would you want to get your own dog? Because the dogs that you have, you don't claim them as your own. Would you want your own?
No, I don't think so.
Okay. Because
I've had them. My dogs are now 10 years old. So we've had them for 10 years. I had no dogs my entire life. We never had pets. And then my wife got the two Chihuahuas, to recap everyone, 10 years ago while we first started dating. I was in California during an internship. She got them while I was gone. So I came back. They were already like, here's your new kids. So I had to meet them. And we had lots of lovely years together. They were great. We used to walk all the time. And
they're
then,
still alive, by the way.
They are still alive, yes. We had
Not so you'd know it.
We had lots of great time with them. And then we had children. And they didn't take very well to the children. And they... So then there was a rift in our relationship.
There's definitely a rift, yeah.
Yeah, and so then it just... They chose their path. I've chosen mine.
So here's the thing.
Each other in the hallway every once in a while.
Bob.
So I recently dog sat for T-Hack. His dogs love me. We get along great. But I noticed something. There is not a single picture in their house of their dogs anywhere. They used to have these big framed ones on the staircase that A-Hack took. They were beautiful.
Sorry.
One more?
I've got a few more in me. Hold on. This is shocking news.
A-Hack took these wonderful pictures of Beamer and Bentley that just like perfectly encompassed their personalities. They were on the staircase. What is left? A little sliver around, like, dust is there, but you could see where the pictures used to be. They're gone.
You've erased.
No wonder the dogs erased, don't feel yeah, welcomed
they
there.
Are,
don't.
They are gone. There's a reason why they're gone. I was wondering if you would notice that those pictures are gone. Because they were big pictures.
There's not a reason why they're gone. Other than you just being a facade. No,
there's the most boring
out. Now
answer in the world of why
they're
gone, actually.
You've broken your wife down into going, honey, no. Do we really need to look at the dogs while we go upstairs? When we already hate them when we look at them in real life?
No,
honey,
in fact, this is...
What if I set up a whole plastic kill room for the dogs?
This illustrates entirely our love for the dogs, actually. Because Aaron can speak, we've lived in multiple houses, right? Those pictures that were very prominently placed in our apartment, like right when you walked in, two dogs. They're huge mm-hmm. pictures. They're at least 2 by 3 feet. Like they're big portraits of the dogs.
Okay.
We were dog people. They slowly, as we moved, they got demoted, I guess you could say.
To like staircase, bathroom.
So then they were the staircase. So for a while,
I looked everywhere. I was like, are they hiding in the bathroom?
Yeah. Where the furnace is, like leaned up against something.
No, in fact, they were so big at one point that it was kind of weird when you walked in and you were just like, whoa, okay, dogs, got it. Like they're in your face.
No, but people who love dogs.
Right.
People who genuinely love dogs.
As we did.
Pretending to love
sure,
dogs.
As we did.
You did not. You just say out loud you never loved them.
Why are you talking in past tense?
They are still alive. I walked them this morning. And I loved it.
No, you didn't.
I loved
you walk your son and the dogs are a byproduct of it.
I love the time with my son.
Oh my God,
so
you're evil.
What happened to the dog portraits was they were on the little ledge on mm-hmm. the stairs going down mm-hmm. to the basement. And we had the windows open, and a breeze rolled in, and one fell,
oh,
and the
no.
frame broke. So now we have a broken frame, and then we have just Beamer's. It was Bentley's picture that broke. Mm. So mm-hmm. so what do we do? Now we leave. So we could
get another frame.
It's not a high priority thing for us. We're thinking about remodeling the area. Opportunities presented itself.
You're going to ride this out until the dogs are dead, and then you're going to be like, now I don't have to put them up. Or will you build a wall in effigy? Like when they're
like
dead.
Like a shrine?
Yeah.
No, a shrine.
I have
no,
a shrine to Mojo.
Do you really?
Yes. I have his final paw print.
Okay.
And then some pictures of him. And then he loved, like his favorite toy was the squirrel. Mm. Like with the squeakers in the tail and the squeakers in the head and the squeaker in the middle. And you would throw, I mean, I could throw it upstairs and he'd run all the way upstairs and bring it back down. And we'd do it like 3,000 times. Mm. In fact, that was the last thing we did. We were throwing the squirrel.
Aww.
Anyway, one of the women who watched our kids bought us a replica of the squirrel like on a keychain. It was
that's
super
so cute.
Super short. So that's it. I've got a shadow box with his final paw print and a squirrel and a couple pictures of the kids playing with him, and it's pictured prominently with all of our family photos on the mm-hmm. breakfast nook wall. Mm. And I feel like you, T-Hack, are just riding it out. Like, I don't think there'll be a shrine at all.
He's ready to make a bonfire 100%. And just toss him in.
Well, they're huge pictures. They're not. They're giant. They're not like a little tiny thing.
So you don't.
So they're harder to replace.
You don't think Leo's going to want to like walk by and remember his childhood dogs when they've passed? Like a little tiny shrine with the little tiny paw prints and...
I don't know. Maybe. Maybe we will do that. I don't know. Why am I taking heat for something I haven't even done? Aaron's right. They're still alive.
Yeah, but you haven't done anything about
that
it
way.
While they're still alive. Get another picture frame.
Why? I don't know that they can look up that high. They're chihuahuas. They can't even see it anyway.
Pick them up on the way up the stairs. So
show them.
No. We've had those for years. Okay. For literally like 6 years we had those pictures. And then one broke like very recently.
Okay. If you would like two prints of dogs you don't know to prominently display them in your home,
we
please
have the same
text
prints
in.
On a coffee mug, too.
I'll
have you know.
Where are the coffee mugs?
In the cabinet with the other mugs.
Are they in the front of the cabinet or the back of the cabinet?
They're on the dusty side.
The Slacker Show.
Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
So we were just talking about how T-Ack is a liar. He's a facade. He's not actually a dog person.
Very nice thing.
I'm not. I was attacked by a dog when I was younger. I never had dogs growing up as pets. They weren't allowed because my parents grew up on a farm. Animals are for outside. So were children. So was eating. Like we just did a lot outside.
Long story longer, despite the fact that you're trying to defend yourself, mm-hmm. what it's made me realize, T-Hack, the fact that Aaron exposed you as being a fraud.
No.
When it comes to that.
No, I think.
No, she did.
No.
What else we learned is that she found this out while house sitting at your house.
Yes. Yeah.
Well, dog sitting slash house sitting.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Which means that if you've hired Erin as your house sitter slash dog sitter, I'm looking at you, buddy Chad. She's rifled through all your crap.
I haven't.
Oh, no, you have. I had you watch my house one time.
Yeah.
I don't know what you saw. Tell me what you saw.
Nothing.
Liar.
No, because
did you get into the one room?
The one room?
Mm-hmm.
I don't even know what that is.
You'd know what it was if you got into it.
Exactly. So I didn't.
Oh my God, you really are a good actress.
I'm not acting.
What did you see when you got in there?
I don't know what room you're talking about.
Yes, you do. You know exactly.
No.
What rooms did you go into while you were in my house?
Garage, kitchen.
Where'd you sleep?
I didn't. Because at the time, I don't know if I can say her name. There was someone else helping. We like tag teamed it.
Oh, yeah. Oh, that's right. She spent the night.
Yeah.
Besides, at Slacker's house, you can't even make it to a bedroom before
Tiger.
You need to stop and rest.
There are Sherpas to get you to your...
I'm surprised you made it to the kitchen from the garage.
It's big. It's not that big. Yeah, so you're saying when you... Because like you,
no,
you said, yes. And I quote, when you didn't see the photos of the dogs, you searched everywhere.
By search everywhere, I just mean look on the walls. And so when I... I'm not going through storage rooms. I will go into rooms to look on the floor to make sure that a dog didn't have an accident. That is the only snooping, quote unquote, that I do. But it's just part of dog
sitting.
Well,
my buddy Chad texted me and said all of his drawers were open.
His is different. No. I did have to go through his drawers because I needed a Band-Aid and I couldn't
find him. He didn't actually say that, but you admitted that you went through his drawers.
Because I needed a Band-Aid.
And then why were you going through like drawers? Like you went through drawers that would never have a Band-Aid.
No.
Yeah, you did.
Well, Chad's got good stuff, I would guess.
Yeah, Chad is a medical device salesman. Probably had...
I don't know. I only went through where I thought.
Equipment.
No.
I don't know. I'm not really on board with these accusations. Erin's always done a lovely job for us.
You try to keep her in the employ of other people.
I think she's fine. And we always tell her, make yourself at home.
You don't mean it.
I do. Yeah,
like when you've had a boyfriend and he says, make yourself at home, did you sleep in their bed?
Yes, but not the other, because I feel like it's disrespectful. I can't.
So then where did you boink?
We didn't.
On the counter?
No, nowhere. I feel like it's disrespectful.
If you're house sitting for somebody, you're allowed to boink in their house.
Yeah, absolutely. You are.
But would you want her to boink in your bed?
Yeah, why wouldn't? That's where you do the boinking, right?
Or would you rather have her boink in the spare bedroom?
My house isn't quite like yours, Slugger.
We don't have a spare bed.
We're all full up. The hack house.
Oh, that's right, because you have two kids now. Yeah,
we're busting at the seams. But
I
barely have a room.
I mean, just say, like, I don't even have a girlfriend, but if you invited me to house sit, I would definitely boink in your house. I'd bring home, I would assume.
That's
a relations worker.
Okay. Oh, wow.
Show him where your secret key is.
They know the address.
Give him the garage code. No, but I mean, and I would also go through your medicine cabinets probably. Just to, like, I'm not going to tell you that. I think it's crazy to say, knowing who Erin is. Like as we've interviewed people to work on this show, or we get a text from somebody who's kind of a troll who texts us, within 14 seconds, she's like, her name is blah. She works at blah. She lives at blah. Like, you're a curious person and you get to the bottom of things.
Yeah.
So you're saying that curiosity is whoop-pong, completely cut off.
Boundaries.
The second we walk into...
I never invite people over. It's very rare that I do that because I would feel so incredibly guilty if something were to happen, if something were to break, if just I can't.
Okay. I'm just saying.
And whenever Erin does dog sit or house sit or whatever for us, we never really talk about it afterwards. Cause I'm just like, hey, whatever you did, it's cool.
Just
like,
keep doing it.
Like, yeah, keep doing it. It's worked. Like, the dogs are alive. The house is still there.
I have one little weird house sitting scenario to run by you. My buddy had a friend house sitting at his house last week.
Mm-hmm.
And when he got home, the friend was like, I did your laundry. Too far?
Is it like clothing?
Yes.
That might be, I don't know, because it depends. Because when I'm I stayed in T-Hack and A-Hack's bed. wash the sheets after because that's just what you do.
And we had put clean sheets on before we left, so she was ready. And then it was very nice. Yeah, we opened the dryer. So we're like, oh, she washed the sheets. Okay, we're good.
Oh, you left the sheets in there rather than put them back on.
Well, those are the extra ones. Oh, so spares. I did put on the other ones, but I didn't know where the clean ones go, so I just left them in there.
Okay.
Yeah, it was perfect.
Yeah, but if she washed your underwear, if you came home and your underwear were all folded...
Yeah, I would fake it. If I had to like take them out to like do the sheets,
why would you be taking his underwear out?
These look like they've been sniffed. I can feel it.
The Slacker Show.
Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
I got a story of somebody who brought food to a knife fight. And
That's smart.
You'll be surprised who won. No, as their weapon.
Oh.
Wasn't just as an observer. No. Not bringing a charcuterie board.
Can I borrow your knife?
I have a story about a guy who got the finger, but it's actually a happy ending.
I don't like where this is going.
The Slacker Show's stupendously stupid stories.
My story is out of Tacoma, Washington.
I believe the Tacoma accent. Maybe Forrest Gump.
There's been a mystery.
He's from Alabama, no?
He is. Oh, he was from Alabama.
Greensboro. Which doesn't actually exist. Fun fact. Anyway, sorry, T-Hack. Yeah. Huh.
The more you know. We need that sound effect.
None of that had anything to do with my story.
Okay, sorry.
There's a mystery going on in Washington because somebody found a finger in their driveway.
What?
Somebody just found a finger and they're like, hey, I got 10. Whose is this?
What?
So they've called the police. They handed the finger over and said, hey, if anyone's looking for it.
You fingered the police?
I guess, yeah.
All right.
But good news.
Good news.
A person has come forward and said, that's my finger. You got my finger. Could you give me my finger
back?
You
just came. Yeah.
And they said, prove it.
Watch this. Yeah.
So, yeah, he had lost multiple fingers while, quote, messing around with some fireworks, end quote.
And
his finger ended up in the next neighborhood over. And they found it.
Shut up.
Next neighborhood.
Yeah, he got it back, though. He got it back.
Okay.
Finger needed vacation.
All right.
Take some time off.
You don't have any...
No. It's all too dirty, so I'm just going to stay away.
Let's just leave it right there.
Yep, there you go.
My story comes out of... the UK. Bob up to the Queen, mate.
Hello.
Erin.
I was waiting for T-Hack because I like it. It's my favorite.
We need you to talk English. Why are you talking all like you're from America? Anyway, a guy goes into a grocery store. It's a packed grocery store. Lots of customers and children and whatnot.
Bugger.
And he got out a knife and he said, this here is a robbery. I'm about to rob you of everything you got. Of recent. The clerk was having none of it. They grabbed themselves a big jug of Caesar salad dressing. And like sprayed him down. And he was like, this sucks, and he left.
Okay.
He ended the robbery. He's
British food is terrible.
I mean, he brought a knife and he got beat by salad dressing. The most British thing I've ever heard happening.
Yeah.
Fortunately for the police, they were able to follow a trail of salad dressing and they busted him trying to clean himself up. He was like, bugger.
He was like, hello.
Hello.
All right. That's it. We're done for today. Those were all the stupid people we could find for today.
The Slacker Show.
Alice 105.9.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Jed Lipinski. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Alo, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Alo, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
The Slacker Show.
Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
Over the past like couple of weeks, we have talked about how T-Hack isn't really a dog person, right? Mm.
We've just exposed him for being the fraud that he is.
Yes.
Is that what you mean?
I mean, that's
how he walks around.
Oh, my fraud.
Because you walk, you do the like big brown eyes and like, oh, look at me, I'm so sad and Slacker's mean to me and I'm a good dad and a good husband and
how
a good dad owner.
How does that relate to being a dog person?
No, because he just pretends to be a good person all the way around.
Oh.
And he's not.
Oh.
He's got a facade up.
Yeah.
Like he's Dexter. Sorry, I'm rewatching the series, but it's like, oh, he's a good blood splatter analyst, but like, no, he kills people. And if he could, he'd kill his dogs. I think. I feel, using my therapy words, I feel that T-Hack would kill his dogs.
Just remember that for a little bit here.
Oh boy, okay.
Okay.
T-Hack, do you feel like you're a wannabe dog person? Like you grew up without him.
Oh my God, if you flip this around to me in some way, I'm going to hurt. Okay, good.
No.
Okay.
Like a wannabe? What do you mean?
Would you want to get your own dog? Because the dogs that you have, you don't claim them as your own. Would you want your own?
No, I don't think so.
Okay.
I've had them. My dogs are now 10 years old. So we've had them for 10 years. I had no dogs my entire life. We never had pets. And then my wife got the two Chihuahuas, to recap everyone, 10 years ago while we first started dating. I was in California during an internship. She got them while I was gone. So I came back. They were already like, here's your new kids. So I had to meet them, and we had lots of lovely years together. They were great. We used to walk all the time. And
they're
then,
still alive, by the way.
They are still alive, yes. We had,
not yeah. so you'd know it.
We had lots of great time with them, and then we had children, and they didn't take very well to the children, and so then there was a rift in our relationship.
There's definitely a rift, yeah.
Yeah, and so then it just, they chose their path. I've chosen mine.
So here's the thing.
Each other in the hallway every once in a while.
Bob.
So I recently dog sat for T-Hack. His dogs love me. We get along great. But I noticed something. There is not a single picture in their house of their dogs anywhere. They used to have these big framed ones on the staircase that A-Hack took. They were beautiful.
Sorry.
One more?
I've got a few more in me. Hold on. This is
I was wondering if you were asking about this.
Shocking news.
A-Hack took these wonderful pictures of Beamer and Bentley that just like perfectly encompassed their personalities. They were on the staircase. What is left? A little sliver around, like dust is there, but you could see where the pictures used to be. They're gone.
You've erased.
No wonder
you've
the dogs erased, don't feel welcomed there.
They are gone. There's a reason why they're gone. I was wondering if you would notice that those pictures are gone. Because they were big pictures.
There's not a reason why they're gone. Other than you just being a facade.
There's the most boring answer in the world of why they're gone, actually. You've broken your wife down
into going, honey, do we really need to look at the dogs while we go upstairs? When we already hate them when we look at them in real life?
No,
honey,
in fact, this is...
What if I set up a whole plastic kill room for the dogs?
This illustrates entirely our love for the dogs, actually. Because Aaron can speak. We've lived in multiple houses, right? Those pictures that were very prominently placed in our apartment, like right when you walked in, two dogs. They were huge pictures. They're at least 2x3 feet. Like they're okay. They're big portraits of the dogs.
Okay.
We were dog people. They slowly, as we moved, they got demoted, I guess you could say.
To like staircase. To like bathroom.
So then they were the staircase. So for a while,
I looked everywhere. I was like, are they hiding in the bathroom?
Yeah.
Like, where are they
in
go?
Like where the furnace is, like leaned up against something?
No, in fact, they were so big at one point that it was kind of weird when you walked in and you were just like, whoa, okay, dogs, got it. Like they're in your face.
No, but people who love dogs.
Right.
As people who genuinely love dogs.
As we did.
Pretending to
sure,
love dogs.
As we did.
You did not. You just
we genuinely
loved say
them.
Out loud you never loved them.
Why no, are you that... talking in past tense?
They are still alive. I walked them this morning. And I loved it.
No, you didn't.
I loved
it. You walk your son and the dogs are a byproduct of it.
I love the time with my son.
Oh my God,
so
you're evil.
What happened to the dog portraits was they were on the little ledge on the stairs going down to the basement. And we had the windows open, and a breeze rolled in, and one fell,
oh,
and the
no.
frame broke. So now we have a broken frame, and then we have just Beamer's. It was Bentley's picture that broke. So so what do we do now? We leave. So we could
get another frame.
It's not a high priority thing for us. We're thinking about remodeling the area.
You're gonna ride this out until the dogs are dead, and then you're gonna be like, now I don't have to put them up. Or will you build a wall in effigy? Like when they're
like
dead.
Like a shrine?
Yeah.
No, a shrine.
I have
no,
a shrine to Mojo.
Do you really?
Yes. I have his final paw print.
Okay.
And then some pictures of him. And then he loved, like his favorite toy was the squirrel. Like with the squeakers in the tail and the squeakers in the head and the squeaker in the middle. And you would throw, I mean, I could throw it upstairs and it'd run. He'd run all the way upstairs and bring it back down. And we'd do it like 3,000 times. In fact, that was the last thing we did. We were throwing the squirrel. Anyway, one of the women who watched our kids bought us a replica of the squirrel, like on a keychain. It was
that's
super,
so cute.
Super short. So that's it. I've got a shadow box with his final paw print and a squirrel and a couple pictures of the kids playing with him. And it's pictured prominently with all of our family photos on the breakfast nook wall. And I feel like you, T-Hack, are just riding it out. Like, I don't think there'll be a shrine
at all.
He's
ready to make a bonfire 100%. And just toss them in.
Well, they're huge pictures. They're giant. They're not like a little tiny thing.
So you don't
so they're
think,
harder to replace.
You don't think Leo's going to want to like walk by and remember his childhood dogs when they've passed? Like a little tiny shrine with the little tiny paw prints and...
I don't know. Maybe. Maybe we will do that. I don't know. Why am I taking heat for something I haven't even done? Aaron's right. They're still alive.
Yeah, but you haven't done anything about
that
it
way.
While they're still alive. Get another picture frame.
Why? I don't know that they can look up that high. They're chihuahuas. They can't even see it anyway.
Pick them up on the way up the stairs. So
show them.
No. We've had those for years. Okay. For literally like 6 years we had those pictures. And then one broke like very recently.
Okay. If you would like two prints of dogs you don't know to prominently display them in your home,
we
please
have the same prints
in.
On a coffee mug, too.
I'll
have you know.
Where are the coffee mugs?
In the cabinet with the other mugs.
Are they in the front of the cabinet or the back of the cabinet?
They're on the dusty side.
The Slacker Show.
Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
So we were just talking about how T-Yak is a liar. He's a facade. He's not actually a dog person.
Very nice thing.
I'm not. I was attacked by a dog when I was younger. I never had dogs growing up as pets. They weren't allowed because my parents grew up on a farm. Animals are for outside. So were children. So was eating. Like we just did a lot outside.
Long story longer, despite the fact that you're trying to defend yourself, what it's made me realize, T-Hack, the fact that Aaron exposed you as being a fraud.
No.
When it comes to that.
No, I think.
No, she did.
No.
What else we learned is that she found this out while house sitting at your house.
Yes. Yeah.
Well, dog was. Sitting slash house sitting.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Which means that if you've hired Aaron as your house sitter slash dog sitter, I'm looking at you, buddy Chad. She's rifled through all your crap. I had you watch my house one time.
Yeah.
I don't know what you saw. Tell me what you saw.
Nothing.
Liar.
No, because
did you get into the one room?
The one room?
Mm-hmm.
I don't even know what that is.
Oh,
so
you'd
no.
know what it was if you got into it.
Exactly. So I didn't.
You are, oh my God, you really are a good actress.
I'm not acting.
You got, so what did you see when you got in there?
I don't know what room you're talking
yes,
about.
You do. You know exactly.
No.
What rooms did you go into while you were in my house?
Garage, kitchen.
Where'd you sleep?
I didn't. because at the time, I don't know if I can say her name. There was someone else helping. We like tag teamed it.
Oh yeah. Oh, that's right. She spent the night.
Yeah.
Besides, at Slacker's house, you can't even make it to a bedroom before.
Easy, Tiger.
You need to stop and rest.
There are Sherpas to get you to your.
I'm surprised you made it to the kitchen from the garage.
It's big. It's not that big. Yeah. So you're saying when you, because like you,
no,
you said, yes. And I quote, when you didn't see the photos of the dogs, you searched everywhere.
By search everywhere, I just mean look on the walls. And so when I'm not like digging through, I'm not like going through storage rooms. So I will go into rooms to look on the floor to make sure that a dog didn't have an accident. That is the only snooping, quote unquote, that I do. But it's just part of dog
sitting. Well, my buddy Chad texted me and said all of his drawers were open.
His is different. No. I did have to go through his drawers because I needed a Band-Aid and I couldn't find him.
He didn't actually say that, but you admitted that you went through his drawers.
Because I needed a Band-Aid.
And then why were you going through like drawers? Like you went through drawers that would never have a Band-Aid.
No.
Yeah, you did.
Well, Chad's got good stuff, I would guess.
Yeah, Chad as a medical device salesman probably had...
I don't know. I only went through where I thought.
Equipment.
No.
I don't know. I'm not really on board with these accusations. Erin's always done a lovely job for us.
You try to keep her in the employ of other people. Why? God. Like,
yeah. I think she's fine. And we always tell her, make yourself at home.
You don't mean it.
I do. Yeah,
like when you've had a boyfriend and he says, make yourself at home, did you sleep in their bed?
Like... actual yes, but not the other because I feel like it's disrespectful. I can't.
So then where did you boink?
We didn't.
The counter?
No, nowhere. I feel like it's disrespectful.
If you're house sitting for somebody, you're allowed to boink in their house.
Yeah, absolutely. You are.
But would you want her to boink in your bed?
Yeah, why wouldn't? That's where you do the boinking, right?
But would you rather have her boink in the spare bedroom?
Well, my house isn't quite like yours, Slugger.
We don't have a spare.
We don't have a spare bed.
We're
all full up. The heck
house. Oh, that's right, because you have two kids now.
Yep, we're busting at the seams. But
I
barely have a room.
Let me just say, like, I don't even have a girlfriend, but if you invited me to house sit, I would definitely boink in your house. I'd bring home.
I would assume.
A relations worker.
Okay. Oh, wow.
Show him where your secret key is.
They know the address.
Give him the garage code. No, but I mean, and I would also go through your medicine cabinets probably. Just to, like, I'm not going to tell you that. I think it's crazy to say, knowing who Erin is. Like if, as we've interviewed people to work on this show, or we get a text from somebody who's kind of a troll who texts us, within 14 seconds, she's like, her name is blah. She works at blah. She lives at blah. Like you're a curious person and you get to the bottom of things.
Yeah.
So you're saying that curiosity is whoop-pong, completely cut off.
Boundaries.
The second we walk into.
I rarely.
What?
I never like invite people over. It's very rare that I do that because I would feel so incredibly guilty if something were to happen, if something were to break, if just I can't.
Okay. I'm just saying.
And whenever Erin does dog sit or house sit or whatever for us, we never really talk about it afterwards. Cause I'm just like, hey, whatever you did, it's cool.
Just
like,
keep doing it.
Keep doing it. It's worked. Like the dogs are alive. The house is still there.
I have one little weird house sitting scenario to run by you. My buddy had a friend house sitting at his house last week.
Mm-hmm.
And when he got home, the friend was like, I did your laundry. Too far?
Is it like clothing?
Yes.
That might be, I don't know, because it depends. Because when I'm like, I stayed in T-Hack and A-Hack's bed, wash the sheets after because that's just what you do.
And we put clean sheets on before we left. So she was ready. And then it was very nice. Yeah, we opened the dryer. So we're like, she washed the sheets. Okay, we're
did
good.
The laundry.
Oh, you left the sheets in there rather than put them back on.
Well, those are the extra ones.
Oh,
so I did put on the other ones, but I didn't know where the clean ones go. So I just left them in there.
Okay.
Yeah, it was perfect.
Yeah, but if she washed your underwear. If you came home and your underwear were all folded...
Yeah, I would fake it. If I had to like take them out to like do the sheets,
why would you take his underwear out?
These look like they've been sniffed. I can feel it.
The Slacker Show.
Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
I got a story of somebody who brought food to a knife fight. And you'll be
That's smart.
You'll be surprised who won. No, as their weapon.
Oh.
It wasn't just as an observer. No. Not bringing a charcuterie board.
Can I borrow your knife?
I have a story about a guy who got the finger, but it's actually a happy ending.
I don't like where this is going.
The Slacker Show's stupendously stupid stories.
My story is out of Tacoma, Washington.
I believe the Tacoma accent. Maybe there, Forrest Gump.
There's been a mystery.
He's from Alabama, no?
He is. Oh, he was from Alabama.
Greensboro. Which doesn't actually exist. Fun fact. Anyway, sorry, T-Hack. Yeah.
The more you know. We need that sound effect.
None of that had anything to do with my story.
Okay, sorry.
There's a mystery going on in Washington because somebody found a finger in their driveway.
What?
Somebody just found a finger and they're like, hey, I got 10. Whose is this?
What?
So they've called the police. They handed the finger over and said, hey, if anyone's looking for it.
You fingered the police?
I guess, yeah.
All right.
But good news.
Good news.
A person has come forward and said, that's my finger. You got my finger. Could you give me my finger
you
back?
You just came. Yeah.
And they said, prove it.
What's this? Yeah.
So, yeah, he had lost multiple fingers while, quote, messing around with some fireworks, end quote. And his finger ended up in the next neighborhood over. And they found it.
Shut up.
Next neighborhood.
Yeah, he got it back, though.
You got it back.
Okay. Oh,
just the finger needed vacation.
All right.
Take some time off.
You don't have any.
No. It's all too dirty. So I'm just gonna stay away.
Let's just leave it right there.
Yep, there you go.
My story comes out of the UK. Bob up to the Queen, mate.
Hello,
Erin.
I was waiting for T-Hack because he's. I like it. It's my favorite.
We ain't you to talk English. Why are you talking all like you're from America? Anyway, a guy goes into a grocery store. It's a packed grocery store. Lots of customers and children and whatnot.
Bugger.
And he got out a knife and he said, this here is a robbery. I'm about to rob you of everything you got. Of recent. The clerk was having none of it. They grabbed themselves a big jug of Caesar salad dressing. And like sprayed him down.
Oh, wow.
And he was like, this sucks, and he left.
Okay.
He ended the robbery. He's
British food is terrible.
I mean, he brought a knife and he got beat by salad dressing. The most British thing I've ever heard happening.
Yeah.
Fortunately for the police, they were able to follow a trail of salad dressing and they busted him trying to clean himself up. He was like, bugger.
He was like, hello.
Hello.
All right. That's it. We're done for today. Those were all the stupid people we could find for today.
The Slacker Show.
Alice 105.9.
I'm Jed Lipinski. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.